From the Farmers and Ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Well, part of the Kansas Farm Bureau annual meeting recently completed included a general session with Dr. Barry Flinchbaugh, a longtime KSU professor who has served Kansas and the nation in several agricultural capacities, including writing farm bills and much, much more. Flinchbaugh, in his common practice, pulled no punches about the economy and what he called dysfunction in Washington, D.C., and said it works its way on down to state and local governments as well.
The economy is guided by economic policy, and all policy is political. Economic growth would increase jobs and reduce the federal budget. But this requires political certainty. In today's polarized society, extreme partisanship prevails, and the government has become dysfunctional. When you follow ideological doctrine, you don't have to think. You just drink the Kool-Aid. And that's what's going on today.
Flinchbaugh blamed both party extremes for the problem and said compromise is not a dirty word. He gave examples from the past when he said government still functioned.
The government needs to function. And if the people there now don't want it to function, they can be replaced. In 2016, we need less mythology and less ideology. We need more facts. We need civility. We need reality.
Flinchbaugh used an 80s example of a conversation between Republicans Ronald Reagan and Bob Dole working with Democrat Tip O'Neill, and also said, don't be afraid of the new millennial generation, that they understand more than most.
They understand what Ronald Reagan told Bob Dole one time, and I got this right from the senator himself. When he was majority leader, he was in charge, of course, of putting Reagan's program through the Senate, and he wasn't getting it done. And so Dole went over to see the president, and he was kind of upset that he wasn't getting it done. And Reagan, being the pragmatist, finally said to him, well, Bob, certainly you can get some of it done. Give me an estimate, how much? And Dole said, well, at least 75%. And Reagan said, that's a hell of a lot better than 69. Now get out of here and get it done. Today, it's 0 and 100 with these ideologues, and that's the problem.
You can hear the entire Flinchbaugh address on the KFB website at www.kfb.org. Just look under advocacy. Well, coming up, we switch gears with a safety reminder in keeping holiday cooked food safe right after this.
Have you thanked a Kansas farmer lately? Pre-packaged, vacuum-packed, quick-frozen, just add water. A lot of us Kansans live in a world where food comes fast. So fast that we forget how it all got to the table. It comes from deliberate hard labor and calloused hands from Kansas farmers. And from Kansas ranchers who work miles of rangeland in rain, snow, and blazing heat. Fast food? Not really. So thank a Kansas farmer today. Our lives wouldn't be the same without them. The farmers and ranchers of the Kansas Farm Bureau. Working together, we all thrive.
You know, it takes a lot of work to run a cow herd, a lot of time, a lot of commitment. There's challenges out here every single day. We have weather to worry about, you know, prices to worry about. It's very rewarding in the end to see that you've raised such a good, safe product. It's really hard to explain why we enjoy doing what we do, but at the end of the day, I couldn't see myself being anywhere else right now than out here raising cattle.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect, practice daily.
Insight with veteran farm journalist John Slodgick.
Purchasing, storing, and preparing food, especially fresh meat and poultry, presents many challenges to consumers. As a wise and safety-conscious shopper, it is our responsibility to keep food safe once it leaves our local grocery or meat market. When we purchase products labeled Keep Refrigerated, do so only if they are stored in a refrigerated case and cold to the touch. Buy packaged pre-cut foods only if the package is sound, not damaged or torn. Always shop for perishables last. One of the best recipes for food safety in the home begins with you. Always wash hands with hot, soapy water before handling food. While preparing food, especially raw meats, be sure to wash and sanitize cutting boards and knives before, during, and after. Never put food on a plate that previously held raw meat, poultry, or seafood. Until next time, I'm John Slodgick with Insight.
Well, join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau.